Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Lauren and I are here to talk about our discipleship program. And you know that Rich has been talking about that for before we even went to Haiti. So the first Sunday back from Haiti, from our Haiti trip, Lauren asked me out in the foyer if I had ever discipled anyone. And I said, no. And she said, well, would you disciple me? And I remember taking this Bible study. It was Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And the main thing I got from that Bible study was, if you want to know the will, God's will for your life, then look around you and see what the Holy Spirit is doing. So when Lauren said, will you disciple me? I thought, wow, that's directly from the throne of God. So I said, yes. That next week, then, I went down to Lifeway, and I told them what I wanted to do, and I met this nice sales associate who had discipled someone, I don't know, a few years before, and she took me to a book which she and her friend had used, and it was called Becoming a Woman of Excellence, and it was by Cynthia Helt. And it looked good to me, so the next Sunday I told Lauren about it. She checked it out on the internet, said it's an A-OK thing to do, so I ordered it, and we started the next week. So we have met every week, our schedules permitting. In December, she went on a mission trip, and I traveled, so we didn't get to do it. But for the most part, we meet every week. We have lunch, and we're usually at my house because her kitchen's under construction, but we do go to her kitchen some. And we take turns, and then we have our, we go through the chapter. We go through a chapter a week, and we go over that. And I like to go over the whole chapter again, read all the parts that are in the chapter and reread the verses and discuss them. So that's what we've done. And it's been my joy to work with Lauren and to get to know her. And I'm proud of the maturing that I see in her and the wise decisions and her good attitude. And you never know, if you choose to do this, Lauren and I talked about it last week, how would somebody else get involved in a discipleship program? And we decided, if that's what you want to do, look around and find someone that you might like to get to know better and spend time with. Who knows, you might develop a treasured friend. I know that after I became a new believer, I was paired up with a woman, Jess Cook, and my Jess became my confidant, my encourager, a prayer partner, and that lasted for her entire life until she stepped into glory this last November at the age of 93. So it's a wonderful experience to develop with someone else.
Yeah, everything she said, and it she did a very thorough job. It really has blessed both of us to be getting together every week. She's taught me so much, really taught me a lot about hospitality. Whenever I go over to her house, she has the table set up, and it's just everything is really done well, and she really thrives in that area. So she taught me a lot about that. There's been so many moments of rejoicing together and sharing in God's grace in our lives throughout the year in different circumstances. It's also been just a consistent time that we've been able to meet and get in the Word. This last year, my life has been very hectic with renovations and different things, but it's been just a great time that I can set aside every week to delve into the Word deeper with her, and it's been very encouraging. Discipleship really is one life just coming alongside another and walking in a Godward movement. And I stole that from Rich, and I also stole the other one from Rich. As Christians, our presence aids each other's progress and joy in the faith. And God really created us as relational beings and discipleship relationships. They can look different for different people. We are going through a Bible study with some other people, like with Mercy. We just love to go hiking. And with Andrea, we love to drink coffee and tea and chat at her house. And so it can look different, but really the purpose of it is for encouragement and joy in Christ. So we'd encourage you guys to do that as well.